On February 6, Senate GOP leader Brian Jones and Democratic Senator Catherine Blakespear announced a bipartisan bill to ban homeless encampments near, quote, sensitive community areas, end quote, in California, according to CalMatters. The bill, Senate Bill 1011, would prohibit encampments within 500 feet of schools, open spaces, and major transit stops. And if shelter space in the area is available, then camping on sidewalks will also be banned, and cities will have to give unhoused persons 72-hour notices before clearing an encampment. The bill is being modeled after San Diego's unsafe camping ordinance that went into effect July 31, 2023. Brian Jones said that the goal of the bill is not to criminalize homelessness, but that, quote, California's current approach to homelessness is failing, and Californians are tired of it, end quote. The bill is supported by both the Republican and Democratic Party as it gives local governments more power in managing encampments within their respective communities. Catherine Blakespear said she supports the bill because, quote, we cannot continue to allow our public spaces to become living spaces, end quote, as homelessness grows every month in California. Additionally, according to Brian Jones, California has spent over $22 billion in the last 6 years addressing the homelessness crisis. It hasn't been determined how much Senate Bill 1011 would cost, with lawmakers noting that the figure would later be clarified as the proposal moves forward in the legislative process. While both legislators emphasize compassion in clearing encampments, advocates argue that the displacement of the homeless is traumatizing and dangerous to their health. As James Fall, who was living in a small encampment in downtown Sacramento, said after he got a notice that he had to move, in reference to the government, quote, they are not going to give me a quarter, nickel, dime, nothing. All they're saying is I've got to go, end quote. And that advocates say that these type of policies are also ineffective, as millions of dollars have been spent in recent years, but there is little evidence that they are reducing the number of tent encampments in public areas, according to AP News. With the anticipated Supreme Court ruling on whether cities can legally ban or limit unhoused people who camp on public spaces, the ruling could either grant California more authority for bills like 1011 or restrict the state from enforcing camping bans. An older, similar case in 2019 was declined by the Supreme Court to hear an appeal of. Since then, California cities have been subjected to federal lawsuits based on passing restrictions on when and where unhoused people can set up camp. This has led to city officials, including Governor Newsom, to join conservatives to ask the High Court for more power to penalize unhoused people for sleeping outside, along with giving local governments more power in dealing with the homelessness crisis that continues in California cities. With KCSB News, I'm Emily Kimmel, and thank you for listening.